part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 7:15 p.m.
Lies! Lies! These are lies, carefully crafted to entertain you on this lovely, what day is this? Sunday afternoon or evening or morning? It kind of depends on where you are in this world. But what you need to know is that the actual time all around the world is 1930 UTC. And that, my friends, is the time at which we always begin. The do. Goals Committee. That's right. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to sit here and drink tea. Oh, it's so good. Yes, once again, I'm drinking the Dahong Pao today. But I am thinking about switching to Jinjin Mei later. Thinking about it. Maybe not. Maybe I'll drink some Che Guanyin. It's been over a week since I've had any Che Guanyin. That sounds like a good thing to try. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should. Another thing that we should do today is go directly to the numbers lady. That's right, we need some numbers, so let's ask her. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. Where are you? Where is numbers lady now? It sounded like she was in a casino or a pachinko hall or something. It doesn't make any sense. Numbers lady has been going on some adventures lately. She just is getting around all kinds of wacky places. But where did my tea go? Found it. Oh, yummy. Oh, good tea. I do like drinking tea. It's so delicious. But anyway, I got to thinking about some stuff. Got to thinking about some stuff last night. I've been thinking about coils again. I've been thinking of magnetic coils of wire, and I've been thinking about all of their applications, and really just one application at this point, and that is, you know, pickups. I'm thinking about guitar pickups again. I wanted to get some guitar pickups, but these ones were sold out, and I was so mad, and I started thinking, you know, maybe I need to go back to designing my own pickups. And as I think about that, that doesn't seem like a terrible idea. It seems like it might be laborious, but I do have some pickup wire. I've got some magnet wire. I've got some magnets. I've got some poles. I've got some banana. I even got a banana. That's right. But the thing is, you can't make a guitar pickup out of a banana. You need to have other parts, all of which I think I have. The only thing that I don't have is the actual, you know, tool for doing this, the coil winder itself, which is a little machine that spins so you can wrap wire around something. Okay, well, building something that spins isn't really difficult. I've got plenty of spinny bits around. I could just put something together. And I'm thinking about all of those motors that I have in that one box, actually two or three boxes that are down in my basement with little gears and everything. I could make up a pretty good coil winder if I had to, but then it occurs to me, I wonder how much a coil winder actually costs. I must buy one, but no. Do I really want to spend a few hundred dollars just so I can make a $20 pickup? No, I don't want to do that. So, What are my options here? Am I going to be hand winding some coils? Well, maybe. Maybe. I guess the first thing I need to do is go down in my basement and see if I can actually find all of my wire. Yeah, I think I know where it is. I can probably find it. The other thing I need to do is to... wait, what was it that I was going to do? Totally lost my train of thought right there. I don't know what I was thinking about. Clearly, I wasn't thinking about coils or magnets or wires or banana-na-na-nas.
Banana-na-na.
Or maybe it was banina-na.
Banina-na.
Yeah, that figures. So, the other day idea that I had was, what if I just took a solenoid that I already had, and then I just, you know, convert that into a pickup? Well, the solenoids are kind of long, meaning they'd be deep on an instrument. You know, the solenoids I have are like an inch and a half long. So it's like, not really a good idea, but maybe that is a good idea for an instrument like, and now my brain just went blank again. I'm not having a good day. It should be obvious that I'm trying to fake it today. Danbao. You take an instrument like a danbao. Something that only has one string and something that you really, really, really need to amplify. Something that you really need to pick up well, because I don't know if we've ever discussed how danbaos work, but, you know, it's a thing. Okay, fine, I will summarize. A danbao is a one-stringed Vietnamese musical instrument that is electrified. It's got a pickup in it. And the reason it needs one is because that to note a danbao, you're not pressing the strings up against a fretboard or a fingerboard or anything like that. You're just using the harmonics. And so you need to have this thing, you know, fairly well amplified. You need to have a good pickup to pick up those harmonics and let them be present. Would you like to hear an example of danbao music? You have probably heard one of these somewhere. Basically, it sounds like this. Are we going to play it? There we go. All right, well, this is too dangerous. This is just such a crappy recording that I'm afraid to play it out of fear of blowing my mic preamps. And I'm pretty sick and tired of doing this show already today. God damn it, we're not even 10 minutes into it, and I already don't want to do it. See, this is the problem. After you've been doing the same goddamn thing for 5 years running, every single goddamn day. And remember, this show isn't produced on a computer. This just because you hear Dubious Goals Committee for 30 minutes doesn't mean it takes 30 minutes to make. And I sit here and I waste all this time on any given day just to put all this shit together. Why do I do this? I really don't want to do this anymore. I've already won a non-radio. I'm the winner. I'm the guy who lasted the longest. I'm the guy who's still doing a show. I'm the guy who's never, ever missed doing a show in 5 years. Every single day. Yeah, and I'm wondering why the hell I am still doing this. What is the point?
Ancient Chinese secret.
This has stopped being fun for me. You know, not even doing the banana cha-cha does it for me anymore. Okay. Yeah, okay, shut up. More music, I guess. Thank you. Yeah, I love that sloppy ending. That was Jashatan by Fundamental. One of my favorite songs, one of my war songs. And yes, allow me to apologize at this time. I'm going to make you listen to all of my war music today because I am at war. I am not having a good day at all. It started raining. And it's raining pretty heavily, and you might think, oh, that's a good thing because the temperature goes down. Well, yeah, no, the temperature doesn't quite go down far enough, and instead of being cool, it's now worse because I've got this blanket of humidity keeping me nice and down. The weather is trying to kill me. So, more music. How about Asian Dub Foundation and Debris? Let's play. There we go.
Spread power with words.
For the consciousness of the nation, you have the sounds of the Asian Dub Foundation.
Of our labor were used
power, power. It's all about power. That was the Asian Dub Foundation with their song Debris, one of my favorites. So now let's go to, how about Public Enemy? Maybe they can teach us how to fight the
Yet
power.
Get our best trained, best what do you think, educated, best
what do you think,
equipped,
Chuck D?
Best prepared.
What year is this anyway?
Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
It's probably true. Oh, what is the future for a public enemy? They're no longer fighting the power, although they should be out there fighting the power right now. But they're not. What are they doing? They're looking for girlfriend Vietnam. Can you blame them? Of course you can't. The Vietnam War, such a mess. Such a greasy, greasy mess. Boy, are you gonna get it now. Look at that greasy mess you made, Kirk Cameron. Oh, give me something.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Formula 409. It starts to work before you start to wipe.
It starts to work before you start to wipe. Man, if we would have known that 60 years ago, we could have avoided the Vietnam War entirely. Give me something quick. How about a quick slap to the face, Kirk Cameron? Boy, are you gonna get it now. Look at that greasy mess.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap! Slap Kirk Cameron right in the face. Kirk Cameron. How did he ever rise to popularity? One of the greatest mysteries in the world. How did Kirk Cameron ever become a teen heartthrob?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
Kirk Cameron. Somebody kill me. Just somebody take a cinder block it and drop it off a building onto my head. How much more of this do I gotta do? Oh God, we gotta stretch this out for another 35 or 40 seconds. Okay, so today is Sunday, so coming up next, maybe we will hear DJ T-Show spinning some tunes live from Bulgaria. Who knows? That could happen. Coming up next. You've been listening to the Dubious Kirk Cameron Committee, a show that airs every single day, whether I like it or not. I gotta do it no matter what happens, even though I'm laying here trying not to die at 1930 UTC. And I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.